time for Cigar Talk, the fastest growing cigar show in the nation. Whether you're a new cigar enthusiast or a cigar aficionado, we have something for everyone, bringing you the best interviews, cigar reviews. So grab yourself a cigar.
It's time to light them up.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to Cigar Talk. I'm your host, Rob Jones, and we got the one and only, Thick Shady. What's up, Brian?
What's up, sir?
How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. Doing good,
dude,
bro.
It's been a good day. Oh. What time did you get here to the Leaf?
Late.
Right, but it was a while back.
Yeah, it was a while back. Yeah.
So we've been hanging out, having a good time.
Most definitely. Most
I went
definitely.
Home, got a bowl of chili.
Forget you.
You don't like chili?
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, come
especially by. As cold as it was.
Oh, dude, my wife Perfect. Makes chili.
Ugh. Man.
And, you know, just for extras, I add in some habanero.
I can believe
salsa.
It.
Salsa. I like to fire it up a little bit more than most.
Yeah. I can see you doing that.
No, you don't have to see it. I'm just telling you.
So you
in
did
fact,
it.
In fact, I was sitting here eating. You
were.
Saw it.
No, you were feeding BDL.
Yeah. So anyway,
BDL was like, oh.
How was your Christmas, man?
Well, I was sick the entire
Oh, day. Yeah. That's why you weren't on last week's show. I figured the show before you left out of here from diarrhea.
No.
And so the next show, you still had it and you couldn't get out of the way.
It wasn't diarrhea. You all put a prophecy on me.
What happened?
Kept saying that y'all had never seen me get drunk.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Oh, yeah. It was true. Sean got me. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Sean?
That tasting. I was like, man, after he hit that fourth bourbon, I was like, dude, where are my keys? And they were in my pocket. And then about 5 minutes later, I was like, I need my keys. They were still in my pocket. I said, it's time to go. It's time to go home. I got out to my car. I was like, damn, where are my keys? Yeah.
When you were leaving, they were like, there goes Charlie Chaplin.
For real. It's like, damn.
I was like, yeah, he's trying to hold that shit in.
No, it wasn't no shit.
Okay. Good. Good to know.
I was trying to make sure I made it home. That's all it was.
And tell everybody what you're smoking.
I can't remember what that is.
That is a Saka cigar, yes. And it's the one with the star on it.
That's the,
I
with
think
the
it's
pipe
called
tobacco.
Woody.
Fucking cigar.
Hey, what's that cigar
Dude.
Called?
Still well.
Yeah. Talking about a Woody.
I like Woody. I like Woody.
You know, like the sheriff from the cartoon.
I'll take that.
That's what I meant.
But that we know that's not what
that's
you
exactly
meant.
That's exactly what I meant.
Get the hell out of here. People that know you know that's not what you meant.
You got a friend in me.
No.
That's the theme song.
You
got a friend in me.
No, sir. You good. Stop it.
Touch it.
Stop it.
Down low.
Stop it.
All right. Sorry,
Stop
folks.
It.
Sorry. We'll
Stop
get
it.
Right back on track. I'm smoking. You're smoking a Stillwell.
Yes, sir. What are you getting
I'm
ready
smoking
to smoke?
The Tatawahe ME2. I've never had the ME2. I've never had the ME1. Do you know what the ME is?
No.
It's the Mexican experiment.
Okay.
I think it like is probably San Andreas.
Which would be a, yeah.
I'm a fan.
Me too. Oh,
have you had one of these? Well, we're
asking. What I'm saying, yeah.
All right. Well, that's not a shocker.
Yeah, you're fine.
Both of them are either white or black. Oh, sorry. I forgot. All right. Well, technically, it's not the new year yet.
No, not yet.
We'll talk about that a little later in the show. Anyway, I'm fixing to fire this bad boy up, and I've got a drink going. It's early times. Ball and Bond. Cheers to Larry. He's not cheering yet. You can eat a glass.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to drink some of this blackened.
Oh, okay.
So, we have a bottle of blackened, which is, this is a bottle that, you know, what's that band called? Metallica.
Metallica. Yeah.
Metallica helped make this. You
yes,
know that?
Sir.
I don't know how they made it. They, like, probably prayed to Satan and had it spew up out of the ground.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. So, anyway... That's what we're doing. Oh, what's that kind of glass
yeah,
there?
Yeah,
Larry not. Brings you like a trough.
For real? It's like drink. No.
Slurp it up, big
no,
boy.
No, bro, it ain't happening.
Hey,
ain't
so happen. Anyway, you want to spank
it.
That?
Yeah, you got to get it spanking.
Spank it. Larry spanks the bottom of every bottle, and whenever he's not around, I don't do that. But, hey. But he's not drinking it, so. Oh, thank you. Oh, is this yours?
Yes.
You know what? Both of mine, we're talking about lighters, guys.
Uh-huh.
I've got two of these lighters.
Okay.
And both of them at the same time went dead because of the you know.
Yeah, because there's
so I put them. I got this cool charger for a pair of headphones that you have to charge each headphone separately,
uh-huh.
Like big headphones.
Gotcha.
And so there's this charging cable, and it's just a plug-in with two charging cables that fit these.
Ah, so you've got both of them charged.
Probably never charged the headphones again, but what a handy little device that is.
I can get both my lighters charged at once now.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Anyway, I'm lighting up this ME for the first time. You haven't had one, huh?
Nope. Where'd you get it?
I got this when I was at Good Karma in Fort Worth.
In Fort Worth.
And that's a story to tell. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to that Good Karma up there? I mean, it's a nice shop.
Quick.
No, I wasn't quick. No. Me and Luke went in and we actually went in the back and sat down and smoked.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Me and Luke went in the back. I smoked. I was like, dude, you want to... Stokey, and he's like, nah, I'm good. And I was like, you know, whatever, dude.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. He's an athlete now. He's a college athlete. He had to keep his stability. Trying to help Luke. No, that needs to come. You're not going to have three of them. Damn it.
All right. I'm going to turn over a new leaf in 23.
Okay. And what's that leaf?
Well, I can't tell you.
We need to get prepared so we can start getting ready to kick. Because you know it's not going to last long.
You don't know that. Once I get my mind on something, I do it. I've already cut back on, you know.
Yeah.
So.
That's the problem.
I'm letting you know. You know what? There's no reason to discuss my personal goals.
Yeah. Okay. We'll leave that alone.
Right. I mean, I.
Can't even finish.
No, something else came to my mind. Okay. And, you know, when I said personal.
Oh, God.
I don't really share too much personal stuff on
the
show.
We don't want you to. We don't. We're good where you are.
All right, but right now, I got a hemorrhoid. You ever buttered one of them up?
No.
You want to?
No.
Sorry. What is that? You brought eggs?
Yeah. I got me some eggs. You seen the price of eggs in the store today?
I don't know what he's doing. He's selling eggs? Mm-hmm. How much are eggs? You got any gold on you?
Yeah.
Or bucks. So, anyway, let's get back on track. You're getting a little distracted.
Me?
Anyway, right now I'm drinking the Early Times, but later on we will be. Did you get that?
I got blackened.
You got the blackened already. Mm-hmm. Have you had a sip?
Not yet.
Have you had a sniff?
You were talking.
I'm curious. That is...
Smells good.
Like I heard whichever band member or band members helped do all this, that they are like really into bourbon.
Okay. Because, it smells good.
And I'm like, who knows what those dudes are into? Like, what are they not into? That'd be a shorter list.
Caramely.
Ooh. You know,
not heat, not hot.
Really?
Nope.
Well, it shouldn't be. It's only like 90 proof.
It is.
That's very disappointing.
Why do you?
For a band that sang Batter Ray.
You wanted to be like 100.
Master of Puppets? I mean, it should have been like 130.
This is good.
Okay. I'm not saying
this
it's
is
not.
Actually good.
Okay. You want to do a blind testing?
No, I'm not blind testing with none of y'all anymore.
Okay.
I'm done with that.
So, hey, you know what? We did Christmas. Sorry you were sick. I went to my mother-in-law's. We had a great trip. I sat on the back porch with the bottles of bourbon and cigars, and everybody else was in the house visiting. I came in to eat, went back out. And then later on that evening, I came back in to eat, and then I went back out. Yeah. That's how I do it. And every once in a while, somebody will come outside and sit and talk, and then whenever they're done.
They know where you are.
Yeah, they know where I am.
Okay, gotcha.
So that's how we roll, and that's how I like it.
That's how you roll.
Yeah.
See, they don't tread on that. This is me. This is how I'm going to do it. Just understand that.
Yeah.
I got you.
2 years ago, I was getting into my groove, and my wife pulls me over to the side, and she's like, can you not drop so many F-bombs in front of my family? And I was like, hey, honey, just for you, I'm going to knock it down a bit.
So how many did you say?
I don't know, like 8? That was down a lot.
20 minutes. 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
You know, I did drop a few of them this time.
Less than 8?
Oh, yeah, less than 8.
Okay.
You know, I'm getting better every year.
I see.
Yeah, I mean, this year, I think it was 7.
Progress.
Yeah.
She said 7. Wait a minute. In one sentence.
Yeah. Well, no.
2 sentences?
I don't know how many it was. Okay. I wasn't keeping count. My son was.
I need to ask.
Because he's like, every time I say something, I look over and Luke's just shaking his head.
Shaking his head. I love Luke, man, because he's
dude,
like
he
that barometer.
He was giving me like life advice.
And that's what he's been trying to do for you.
You know, it's hard for me to listen because when I give him life advice, he doesn't listen. You know what I mean? It's a two-way street here. Give he a said, little, get a little.
He sits back and he's like, okay, should I listen? I know my dad. Should I listen to this now?
Yeah.
But let me talk to you. And you're like, I don't want to hear it. Then you come back a week later. You know what? I should have listened to you. Because he does have some sage. I guess being around you as much as he has to get that sage advice, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Wisdom.
Yeah. Like,
learn from experiences.
His that environment he that down. I created yes. is like learning 10 people's faults. You know what I mean? When you see 10 people's faults, yeah. it's like, take note.
Yeah, and it's coming from one person.
Right.
His dad.
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
you.
So,
well, I love it.
I like to, you know, teach the young ones.
We got to watch what you teach them, though. Because, Rob, you're you.
You know what? But I think everybody should be themselves.
I have no problem with that. However, we know who you are.
You know what? My little brother sent me a text. Oh, I sent him a text, and it was something inappropriate. And he said, I busted out laughing, dude. He said, dude, just be you. Always be you. Mm-hmm. And I said, I got to. Nobody else can handle it.
And you, sometimes you can't handle it.
And that's what makes it fun.
For real.
But don't you think everybody should just, like, cut loose?
There has to be some parameters on it, man.
Why?
Dude, you sent your wife a text and she was at church that she had to leave the church for.
And that's not my fault.
Why is it not your fault?
She opened it, not me. I sent it to her. I didn't say, hey, open this while you're in church. In fact, I tried to warn her.
When?
After you sent it. I was like, hey, don't open that in
church.
And
she was like, too late. I'm in the car crying.
Like, well, you opened it.
Man.
So, anyway.
I opened nothing you send me.
That's good.
Not around people. I wait till I'm just by myself.
That's like that sign that I got that said,
oh, yeah.
You don't talk to me on speakerphone.
Never talk
Bad
to me
idea.
On speakerphone. Yes. Never.
That's true. Like, I've blown a few of those before.
We know.
Larry's look at like, Larry. Someone lead. Say blown.
He lead to the side.
Somebody say blown.
He's like, ready, ready.
It is the new year.
Y'all need help.
Lemonade.
Yeah. No, you need help.
Anyway, let's get down to business. You do like that blackened?
Yes. Sweet. I do. I really do.
Is it oaky? Is it caramel? You said
yes, caramel.
Do you have any vanilla in it?
A little.
Any spice at the end?
It's not spicy.
Really?
And me, I'm typed. I pick up heat that heat real quick. Not heat the heat real quick. There's no heat to this. I like this.
Okay, to me that's a fail. You're gonna call your bourbon blackened? Have you ever eaten any blackened dishes?
Oh yes, they are.
They're all spicy.
I understand.
And you're gonna leave the spice out?
Yeah, the way they did. I'm serious. They did. It's not.
That's like the Jackson 5 showing up without Michael.
Well, they did that for a long time.
Yeah, and it wasn't good.
I'm done.
Point taken.
I'm done.
So,
yes,
hey,
sir.
Anyway.
Yes, sir.
You were sick for Christmas. I went out of town. How's your week been? When did you get well?
Wednesday, when I went over your house.
Really? That was your first day?
Dude, that was the first time I smoked a cigar before. The last time I smoked one was like the Wednesday before Christmas.
Are you serious?
Serious. I didn't smoke until me, you, and Larry were sitting there in the shed.
Why?
Because I couldn't, man. I was bedridden for 4 days, man. I couldn't get out of bed, dude.
You know, I had the flu.
You didn't have the flu I had.
I smoked.
You didn't have the flu I had.
I cut back.
And I couldn't move.
I had like 3 at the max a day.
Damn, that is cutting back.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, I mean, I was like, my wife's man. Like, are you going to have to shit? I'm like, no, I'm going to bed, you know?
It was tobacco plantations getting fed.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, Larry, what are we going to do? Rob's not smoking. Man, I just, it had me down. It did. Took 2 COVID tests, came back negative. I was thankful it wasn't that, but I was like, damn, I take that over this right now. At least I know what that was about, but had me out.
Out. So, you know Ollie.
Yeah.
We had you were there when we had our Zoom meeting. Several guys from the Patreons, the producers,
we were there
hanging out and doing a Zoom. And Ollie was like, there's no such thing as COVID.
Yes, he did say that.
And I said, well, you can like not accept it mm-hmm. as being what, like, I believe it's been around and it got worse or it was man-made, manipulated, whatever. I don't care. But you just can't say it's not real.
Because it's real. I've had it twice. I've had it twice. Yeah.
And I mean,
it's a month.
Well, I mean, no. For me, it wasn't bad. Like, the flu was way worse.
Dude, you lost your taste for over a year.
It's my smell.
Smell for over a year.
And my smell's still not what it used to be.
So, it was bad.
I'm talking about how bad I felt.
Oh. I kept my taste and my smell, but it whooped my ass, dude.
Yeah. For me, you know, it was really just fatigue.
That fatigue was something else.
And achiness. Mm-hmm. And that sucked, but I mean, it wasn't like, dude, I've had the flu. Dude, you remember the swine flu? I had that.
I didn't have that.
I was out in the backyard, hands and knees, oinking, and, you know, it was awful.
He was just drunk. He wasn't the flu.
Dude, when I called in to the boss to let him know I was sick with the swine flu, he was like, you do not come up here.
Don't come nowhere. Matter of fact, get off the phone.
Oink, oink.
Oink, oink. That's what you said.
Sweet. Yeah.
Nah, bro.
So, anyway, yeah, I've
had the swine flu. Damn, you had the swine flu?
Oh, dude, it was bad.
You get Zika?
Oh, it was bad. I don't know what all that means, but it was bad.
The swine flu.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. I don't know what it was. It had to be a flu of some kind. But one year for Thanksgiving, it was just me, my wife, and our kids. My wife made all the Thanksgiving foods. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, about 4:30 to 5:30, somewhere in that time frame, I started feeling ill. Next thing I know, I am throwing up. I am shitting. And then my wife starts doing the same. Dude, we are on our deathbeds.
Wow.
And let me tell you something. When you do that after you've been eating all day.
Oh, yeah. Everything comes back.
It is not good.
Not a pretty sight, bro. Not a pretty sight.
I was like, hand me my pistol.
That's bad.
Yeah. I was like, you made all that food.
Oh, you was going to shoot her?
No, I mean.
Damn.
You fed me that without tasting it first?
Damn.
No. But no, that was the worst I've ever been sick.
Wow.
Because you eat all day watching football.
Yeah. The worst I've been sick, I had walking pneumonia in the Army. That is something else. Because, man, everything is a cloud. Everything.
Yeah, I had walking pneumonia.
Everything is a damn
cloud. And I remember going and playing golf while I had walking pneumonia. And
see, you were not mad for real.
I was like in pain.
Yeah, because everything hurts. Achy.
Yeah.
It's, everything fucking hurts.
Yeah, but you know.
Man, thoughts hurt. You start thinking, oh, fuck, that hurt. Everything hurts. And you were playing golf?
Yeah. I didn't really know that I had walking pneumonia at the time. I just knew I didn't feel good.
Good Lord. But no mad, man. Freaking. And what did you do to get over? Did you go to the hospital?
I don't know, man. I was probably like 19. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. When we were that young, though.
I mean, I didn't have time to be sick.
At 19.
You know what I mean? I have time shit for that. To do.
Got a party.
I got parties to go to. I got women to date.
Time to be sick. I dare you.
Life is short.
I'm 19.
I'll be sick when I'm dead.
Yeah, but other than that, you know, it was Christmas, man. As people wanted to be.
But your wife left town?
Yeah.
While on Christmas Day, she left you?
I'm glad she left.
Tiffany,
I'm glad she left.
I hope she made it up to you.
I'm glad she left. I am. Because I
need you food?
Yeah.
What kind of food?
Quick food.
So no turkey and dressing.
Oh, no.
No ham. No.
She don't cook like that. We get breakfast for Christmas.
Mm.
It's a breakfast thing for us.
Last night, of course, I had the chili.
Yeah.
And then I stayed up and watched The Big Lebowski last night.
You saw your movie.
I decided that. I was like, I ain't seen that movie in years.
All you had to do was wake up. You are the You know it. Come on now.
No.
Come
no,
on now. No, come no, on now. No. Come up, dude.
Anyway.
Dude.
Anyway,
my ass. So you watched The Big Lebowski?
It's been a long time since I watched it.
Yeah, okay.
And so it was actually enjoyable.
Okay.
And then after it was over, it was like 2:30 in the morning. And I was like, I'm going to watch another movie. But before I watch another movie, I am going to make pancakes. So last night at 2:30 in the morning, I was in the kitchen making pancakes.
I bet you that was great.
Oh, dude, and bacon.
Oh, man, I bet you that was great.
I mean,
somebody earlier was talking about turkey bacon. It wasn't turkey bacon, was it?
Hell no.
Thank you. Oh, you said laugh. Look at this motherfucker sleeping.
He was over there sleeping. He's not sleeping. He's passed out.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
His mom that's made him bacon. Yeah, turkey bacon.
And he said he wasn't going
like
back.
Do you like turkey bacon? Do you like turkey bacon?
No.
Okay, yeah. No one does.
He is not with us right now.
I mean, I could imagine that there are people that like turkey bacon, ooh, but not me.
Me neither.
I mean, mm-mm, you know, northerners.
Mm-mm. I'm from the north, and I don't like it.
You're from Midwest.
It's north of here.
Well, everywhere is north of here.
I just, no. So those two words don't go together, turkey what? And bacon.
No.
They don't
I
go
love
together.
Turkey.
I do too, as turkey.
But I also love bacon.
As it's supposed to be.
Oh. So my buddy Tim.
Oh, Lord.
Dude, no, this is great. My buddy Tim, and I'll post this in the Discord, but let me see where he did this. And maybe, oh, you know what? It was on the Discord. So let me look up on the Discord, and I'll show you this hilarious post that, you know what? I don't think I have it. Anyway, you know what Tim's dad bought him and his two brothers? And, you know, they're 50 yeah. to 65. He bought them these containers that you take the lid off, and you hang your bacon on it, and then you cook them in the microwave. The bacon.
Okay. I've seen those. Yeah.
Yeah. His dad was watching an infomercial.
And got that.
He bought them all a bacon cooker. Hmm. And the funny thing is, I told Tim, I said, when he showed me what they got, I said, dude, they already make bacon that you just take out of the package and put in the microwave. And he's like, yeah, I know, but my dad didn't know that. I was like, dude, you know what? That is the best Christmas gift anyone can give you. That's the one to remember. Dad was watching a infomercial and bought all the boys one, plus he bought one for himself.
Gotcha.
Because if you buy two, you get two free.
So he got this. He brought one and got the two. Smart man. Smart
well, you know,
man.
His dad is in poor health. And so he doesn't get out and get around.
He's still smart, though. That was frugal.
He's something. He's very something. Like, man. He's a funny guy.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
Not intentionally. just stuff funny. That he says or does is funny.
You're like, damn, did he just say? Yes, he did.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I've always loved his parents. Mm. I don't know that they've always loved me, but because we've had some interesting interactions.
I can believe it. Did you steal? Yeah, you stole my lighter.
You know, me and Tim used to live together in Lubbock in his parents' duplex. So they would come over, and like Tim's working on the house, fixing stuff up, most of it that I screwed up. And his parents would be like, Rob ain't helping you?
Rob, the reason I'm doing this.
It's like, nah, he's watching the Cowboy game.
He's the reason I'm doing this.
He ain't doing nothing.
Nothing.
But they were always friendly.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Just friendly.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Anyway.
I'm going to leave that alone, bro.
Let's talk about Cigar Talk and the last 4 years. Like,
wow.
Like, who are some of your favorite guests we've had on?
Morales. That to me was the greatest interview, not just because I was a part of it, but the conversation we had with him at in Austin at Roma Craft headquarters, and hearing his
upbringing
in the projects, the fried bologna sandwiches to where he is now, and still seeing him be the same exact person. Now, that's you know, it's hard to see that today. And when you do, you got to applaud that. You really have to applaud.
And that's one of the reasons, like, that was half of Roma Craft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My goal for 23 is to get the other half of Roma Craft on.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Skip, if you're listening, buddy, come on, man.
You're next.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. He's played dodgeball with me. But you know what? I appreciate that he's never committed and then, like, backed
stood
out.
You up. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
like some other people.
He's
have.
No Bat Muth.
Bat Muth. I got you. Got you. We're going to leave it there.
I'm going to draw a character called Bat Muth.
Oh, God.
He's like a superhero, but he's has a mental deficiency.
Lord.
goes why around.
Did
oh.
Why did I open
sorry,
that door?
Sorry, sorry,
why did
sorry,
I open
sorry.
That door?
Anyway, I said. Anyway.
How was how? What was your favorite interview in all
yeah,
years?
Let's get back around there. I've actually had a lot of interviews that I really like. It's hard for me to narrow it down to one because probably a lot of my favorite interviews were like not the big name people yeah. that you would think of.
Yes.
I mean, we've
yes.
had Sokka, Robert Caldwell.
Mm-hmm.
We interviewed Carlito.
And a good one, too.
Oh.
A damn good one.
I definitely want to get Carlito back mm-hmm. on the show. And
another real one.
With Carlito, I just enjoy listening mm-hmm. to the wisdom mm-hmm. of this, the history.
Oh, yes.
And, I mean, you just don't get any more, like, Godfather-ish than that.
Like that.
You know
like
what
that.
I mean?
Yeah, I like that. Because that's who he, to me, that's who he is. And he expounds that on his the way he talks. Because he, it's not about him.
No.
It's not about
no,
him.
No.
It's about the consumers. It's about his product and giving the best that he can, not just in that, but in everything else.
And I got, like, questions for Fuente. And, yeah, I mean, think yeah. about this. Think about how long they've been in the business. Mm-hmm. I want to know where the bodies are buried.
Oh.
Because he's connected. Okay. Come
who's
on,
the,
man.
Who's the next? Who's the next?
You know that dude looks on, like he's
the,
mafia.
Who's the next? Who's
like,
the
come
next?
Come on, Sonny.
Who's
no,
the next?
So, anyway. Trying to think. I loved, well, I interviewed his daughter.
Yeah.
Cynthia true. Fuente. Yeah. She was Woman of the Year in the tobacco in, I mm-hmm. think, 2018. And no, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then Robert Caldwell, oh. I really enjoyed. I mean, there's just been
some great interviews.
Great. I enjoyed the interview I had last week with Hollywood, the guy with the mobile lounge.
Yeah. It's just in 4 years, the trip that you've taken and you've taken us along on has been it's been wonderful, truthfully. First of all, like with what Bill said last week. It's called Cigar Talk, but you don't talk about cigars. No, because this is the conversations that we have in the lounges. And
right.
that's what
we're
wanted.
We're going to talk about a few cigars.
Yeah, but it's not,
but
that's not
most
the,
of this yeah. is, yeah, you
it's lounge
pull
talk.
Up a chair, man.
Yeah,
we're going to be talk. Having lounge talk.
Yeah, lounge talk.
But lounge talk sounded gay. So we went with Cigar Talk.
Okay.
We'll bleep that out.
You will not.
I will. 29 minutes. 29 minutes. We're in. I'll bleep that out.
Goodness.
You know,
gracious,
one gets substituted
man.
For the other.
Oh, God.
We're going to bleep that out, too. In fact, we're going to take a quick break. All right, guys, we took a little break. And we've recollected our thoughts.
Yes.
And our hands. Speaking of hands, no, just kidding. Hey, God. So we talked a little bit about like who some of our favorite interviews were.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to know who some of your favorite
yes.
interviews have been. And throw out some names that you would like to see for 23.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe some names of people. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if it's going to be possible. But because it is 2023, I am making a few, you know, personal changes mm-hmm. to better myself.
Mm.
And so anyway, I was going to reach out to Bill White and, no, offer a truce.
Okay.
Have him on the show
okay.
as a guest.
Okay.
And let him talk about his show. Find out how it's going. I think that would be fair.
Okay.
And, I mean, he may not accept. You know,
I believe Bill will.
Okay, well,
I
you know,
he will.
I hope he does.
Yeah.
You know, because I had a lot of fun at his expense.
Yes, you
but,
did.
But, you know, I don't think it was received very well. That's what I'll say about that. But anyway, I'm going to reach out and see if that's a possibility.
Okay.
Don't you think that's a good thing
it's
to do?
It's a good
do?
Thing. That is. It really is a good thing to do.
Who would you like to have on the show being interviewed?
Ooh. That's a good question. That's a dang good question.
I mean,
see, we've had most
be
of,
anybody
most
in the
anybody.
World. Like, who would you be like, oh, you know what? That's an interesting person.
And you may not even know this person.
Okay.
James Toney.
I don't know who that is.
He was a professional boxer.
Okay.
but he's a cigar man. He's a serious cigar man.
Can you get a hold of him?
I can see if I can try.
Rock
and
roll.
I can see if I can try.
Great.
Yeah.
So, hey, you remember that guy that we talked about probably, I don't know, two and a half months ago that wrote that, you know, thing about he hated being at a restaurant?
Uh-huh.
And so, anyway, you know, I posted the show on Twitter and I tagged him in all of them.
Mm.
And he said something about, hey, man, I'd love to do that. And I said, cool, man. Holidays are crazy, but I'd love to have you on the show if you're still interested. He said, hi. Just now seeing this, but let's do it. And I'm like, sweet. So, see, that could be a really fun interview.
Okay. Okay. That would be interesting.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't even know. That's the best kind.
That is true. Definitely true. Definitely true.
And for you guys that don't know, he was at a restaurant that allowed cigar smoking. Mm-hmm. And what country was he in? I don't even know.
Me neither. I can't remember.
But anyway, he was like, oh, they're smoking in here and it smells awful. And can we move? And they moved and it still bothered him. And then he went and ate somewhere else and it bothered him again. And, you know, I said some kind words.
You said some Rob words.
Yeah. Kind. Same. And so anyway, he said he would be on the show. I think that'd be fun.
We know. Those that know you know it will be fun.
I think it will be.
Oh, yeah, it will be.
And along came Joe.
Yeah, true.
So anyway. So you don't have any. Oh, you have the boxing guy. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
James Toney.
James Toney. Never heard of him. See, heavyweight.
Huh? He fought Roy Jones. Yep, sure. Roy Jones.
He fought Roy Jones. Mm-hmm. Wow.
That was when Roy Jones was coming up.
Wow. How old is this guy?
He's in his late 50s.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he's like 80.
No. Like Roy Jones ain't that old.
Well, I know. Yeah. So I thought maybe he was, you know, kicking ass and taking names in his 60s. So what are some of the better, like, topics that we've covered throughout the years that you enjoyed?
Well, I got a TikTok topic that caught me just so far off guard because I didn't know where the heck it was. So I was so new to the show. I really was. And Rob, one show, the prior show, told me, he said, I want you to get information on this because you're going to be talking about it next show. I was like, what? So, yeah, get some reviews and stuff on this. So I was like, oh, okay. You remember what that was about?
I have no idea.
The Frigidor.
Oh, yeah.
And I got reviews and stuff. Like, he's like, nah, that ain't what I want. In the middle of the show. That's not what I was looking for. I'm like, but no. And I ain't going to never have you look for anything again. I was like, well, damn.
You know what? I appreciated the effort.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what I was looking
for. Nowhere near. I went and got reviews. And all. He said, I wanted to know how to make one. I was like, that's not what you said. That's not what you said, man. He was like, well, you should have known. You knew what I meant. And I was like, no, I didn't. This is what I gave you. I wanted
the dimensions.
Yes.
That's what it's made out of.
Yeah. I found that out afterwards.
I was like, you know what I mean?
No, I didn't.
I until do afterwards. Sometimes my wife is the same way. Now she knows. I'll say something and she'll be like, what does that have to do with anything? And I'm like, are you listening to me?
Yeah, well, that was the topic that got me more than from that point on. I realized I got to be on my A game with everything with this dude because you just, I'd come with four and five. He said, do this for me. I come with four or five segments on it. Which one do you want? Oh, yeah, that's the good one. I was like, that's not the one I thought at first, but I'm glad I researched this because trying to think out of your mind from my point of view, I can't do it. I can't. So I learned real early.
Yeah,
real
you did early. Great.
Because you embarrassed the hell out of your damn show. Dude, everything you said, it was on the show. You didn't edit
that's
anything.
How I roll.
Yeah, I see. Everything he said was on the show. And I was like, this? And he really wants me to come back next week.
You know what's funny, though, is, I mean, think about the early days.
Ooh.
We were PG.
Yes.
Very rarely were we PG-13.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then it was a time where we were regimented. A certain amount of time for this, a certain amount of time for that. Then we had to do this,
oh,
then we had to do that.
Awful.
Oh, gosh.
That was like dragging your ball sack across a bed of razor blades.
It was terrible.
Soaked in rubbing alcohol.
It was terrible, man. And then you got to the point where you was like, nope, we're never doing that again. We're going to be us from this point on. And I was like, oh,
thank yeah, the radio, that was brutal.
It was, man. It was totally brutal.
And
it was an eye-opener, too.
It was an eye-opener.
Yes.
And it really changed the course of a lot of things that Cigar Talk was working on during those days.
Yes, yes.
You know, we were actually working with some other cigar shows at that time to try to create a unique something. And then whenever that opportunity sprang up, I was like, yeah, I'm out.
Because it we identified had to give it
a,
for, yeah.
Well, we had to give it a shot.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we did because I would never want to do that again.
Well, we know.
But we would not have known.
Unless we had to walk that walk. And, that's correct. You know,
and it was hard. And we were really branching away from being PG-13, going to the, you know, adult type conversations.
Just being us.
Then going to the radio, it was like, get rid of all that and be on a tight time schedule, which, you know, I'm not good at either one of those things.
No, we know. That was a bet today.
Right. Stick to your guns.
And that's what people love about this show, which is weird because we're just us. You know what I'm saying?
The other day.
Sound like Horseshack.
Yeah. The other day, I pulled up. I was on a website that gave statistics on shows, and one was awesome. I had no idea. It was that Cigar Talk in the, what do you call it? The genre, I guess, category of culture, society and culture.
Society and culture.
That's our main one, like on Apple.
Wow.
But in the ranking of that category, we are in the top 1.5%. That's crazy.
I don't know what that speaks to.
Right? Society has gone to for shit.
For real, man.
But I want you to look at the... I screenshotted, and so I went through the reviews.
You think I am? Mr. Magoo? I can't read all that small ass, right?
You see that? See that?
Okay.
Every one of those is... Okay. On that page, out of 16, all of them are 5 stars except for one, and it's 3. Then you go to the next one, and it's all five-star reviews. Yep. And then you go to the next one, and I had to save it because I'm going to read
stars.
That.
Yeah,
I love the 1 stars.
Because they're the ones that we want to know what everybody really thinks about it.
Yeah, because we want to make fun of those
people. Yes, you do.
So this one, let's see. This one said 1 star, and the headline was Grow Up. So you know I'm going to enjoy reading that one. I'd never seen this one before.
Wow.
I want to hear a cigar podcast, not some guy joke about people being a Catholic and pairing cigars with sperm. Act like a grown up. I was like, first show? You hadn't been here long, had you? Anyway, that was Indy 1120, whatever that name is. The next one is Snoozeville, 1 star. I had to give this a 1-star rating because there wasn't an option for a 0.
Wow.
Want to hear a great review? Go to YouTube and watch the Cigar Prop. Latest info and relative information on cigars. This podcast is a joke. That was by Salt Life Gal 1.
It was a lady then. Huh?
Yeah. And then the next one says, out of touch. This podcast is out of touch with reality of the cigar world. And that is Seabish Now. Anyway. And then that was, you know, the 3 1-stars. And then we went on. But, I mean, look at all the other ones. Like, all the other ones except for one was also a 4-star. And all the other ones were 5 stars. And I'm going to tell you guys, I appreciate anyone that leaves reviews.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean that because I read all the negative ones, I want you to all go do negative ones. Don't do that, please. But those are the ones I enjoy.
Gotcha. That's him.
Who's that?
James Tony.
Oh, I thought that was that dude that left us 1 star. I was like, all right, I'm not going to say nothing about him. No, that's a boxer? Yeah, I'm not saying nothing about him either. I'd love to have him on the show.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know what? I was happy about that we were in the top 1.5% of the social culture, whatever.
Truthfully, especially with us being in what was social and what?
Social and no, it's the culture and society.
Culture and society.
Society. I thought you said social society. That's even worse. Society.
Which one of us? Neither one of us.
Yo, I'm very.
Just stop lying. Stop lying. They didn't even spell that word and love it.
Look here. When I drink my bourbon, I put my finger up. That's sophisticated.
Right. It's not going to happen, bro. It's not going to happen.
All right, fine. Anyway, we've had a lot of fun over the years.
Today's.
Is there any days in the last 4 years that you've been like, fuck this, I'm done?
No.
Not a single
not
time.
Not one time.
I've been that way for 15 minutes.
Shit, because you try to do every damn thing by
yourself. I know. I took some really good advice from Zeka. He said, dude, I get it. You always want to do so much, mm-hmm. but you're one dude, and then mm-hmm. you can't deliver, and then it makes you look like mm-hmm. a liar.
And you hate that.
I hate that more than anything. Because I want to do. So, I'm not going to say what we're going to start doing soon, but
I've
changed my outlook on what I need to do.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so here's the thing. So for you guys at home, I don't know if everybody's on Instagram or not, but Cigar Talk account, which is known as Cigar Talk Rob, it's over 15,000 followers. I don't know what the number is. I go on there once or twice a week. But we're going to do a contest in March. And the winner of the contest, and it's going to be based out of our Discord.
Okay.
And so if you're in the Discord, you'll be able to participate in this contest. But the winner is going to get the Cigar Talk account.
Ah.
And they can change the name to whatever they want. They cannot keep it as Cigar Talk.
Okay.
But, you know, anybody who's in the cigar realm of Instagram be a great account because you're going to be able to interact with all
jumping
mainly,
in with 14,000 to 15,000 I'll bet.
And probably 85 to 90% is all cigar people.
Yes, correct.
So I want to give that away because I'm done. Okay. I'm done with it. And then I'm gonna just delete the Facebook page and I'm gonna delete Twitter and I'm only gonna be on Discord.
Okay.
I want to get away from all the other social media and just be with people I enjoy hanging out with. Okay. I'm tired of the noise.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I understand that, too. I truly do.
And it's like, you know what? If you're into that, I don't have a problem with it. Mm-mm.
I can see that you don't have a problem because you're giving away the biggest part of that social media. And I'm not talking about just giving it away to someone that is a part of the cigar community. Hey, okay, here you go. Boom. Run with it. I understand the importance.
Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I understand the importance of it. I understand what it can do. But this is where I am right now. And it's all about the Discord, which in Discord,
I know everybody.
And it gets.
It's crazy.
Real.
It's real guys having real conversations.
Oh, yes.
A lot of joking around.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, like everybody that comes to Discord gets to know each other. Yeah. And that's what social media used to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Now it's like, you know what? I scroll through Instagram and all I see is ads. And it's not that I'm just seeing ads, but all the people that I follow, which is, you know, 15,000 or 7,000, whatever. They're putting out pictures of mm-hmm. cigars, which I do it too.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought, you know what? We got to keep up social media to stay relevant. You know what I mean? To always be in the eyes. And what I learned is nobody from Instagram gives two shits about Cigar Talk. You know what I mean?
It's just another avenue for them. That's it. I got you.
So that's going to be something we're going to do probably in March if I can figure out my password.
Oh, God.
And that's another reason I hate Instagram.
You better keep
I don't know password. My password. And when you go in to change it, it says, okay, we sent you a link to rob@cigartalkpodcast.com. And they don't.
Nope.
There's no email.
You wait forever and it never shows up.
I don't
up.
Wait, but It doesn't come.
It doesn't. You wait forever and it doesn't show up.
And I figured out that, you know, there's like a billion users. And so if somebody quits, they don't care.
Mm-mm.
You're one person.
To a billion.
And you're a cigar person.
Yeah, because we know we'll be still fighting that battle.
Right.
Still fighting that battle.
Bro, hey, you have a, have you smoked enough to have a,
Three? I've had three.
Okay. All right. Well, what's your favorite three this week?
Starting off, the first one was that Monte Cristo by AJ Fernandez, the one that Sean gave us.
Oh, those are good. I smoked that one already.
I did not smoke them all. Yeah. Oh, my God, man. Today, I had the Padrón 1926.
Nice.
Perfect walk. And then I was given three Wanderlusts for Christmas. One from Sean, one from Jay, and one from another friend of mine, and one from another friend I smoked. And it was the longer, the not the Perfecto, the I can't remember the Viatola. I can't remember the Viatola.
When it comes to Roma, I can never remember all the weird names they come up with.
But it was one of the ones from Germany also.
I'm waiting for them to come out with one that's the banjo. Fat on one end, skinny on the other, you know.
But those are my three this week.
Okay, good picks.
They're my only three I had this week.
Did you see the night on the producer and King video we did, Zayko was smoking a limited edition Wanderlust?
Yeah, that's why I turned my head. Because that was...
That's not, up your alley.
Yes.
And Zeka said you can put it up your ass.
I know.
Anyway. For me, I'm going to start out with right out of the gate. You need another drink?
I need my lighter back.
Oh, where's it at?
Keeps disappearing over there to you.
Oh, it's right here on my matchbox. Sorry. Anyway, right out of the gate is going to be the Arturo Fuente short story.
Ah.
You smoked one of those?
A long time ago.
Dude, it's worth a
long
revisit.
Time ago.
When that cigar's over, I'm like, damn, it should have been longer. But then it wouldn't be a short story. It might be a long story.
We'll leave that alone. Next.
Next. And then while I was out of town, I went by Good Karma.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up a few sticks that like we don't have in our area. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like any of those. So then when I got home, I dug through my humidor.
So why did you even bring them up?
I'm just saying.
I got you.
Stay away from Good Karma.
Stay away from
Well, the one in Fort Worth.
Got you.
Todd sucks. Anyway. No, I'm kidding. I'm serious. Kidding.
See, wait, no. What did you smoke second?
Oh, sorry. It was a 1935 Monte Cristo, the anniversary. Isn't that a great stick?
God.
Great stick.
Yes.
Really great stick. And yes. I forgot where I picked this one up. Let me think about it. Because I stopped somewhere in Fort Worth and just ran in and
to
got some.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the smaller ring gauge, which I had not had.
Mm.
Like, I think the ones we had were like a 50 box press. Mm-hmm. This was like a 46 to a 48 box press.
Mm.
And it was delicious.
Man.
Yeah, very... You know, that cigar is very rich. You know what I mean? It, like I've said before, I think it's a lot like the Sin Compromiso, but not as chocolatey.
That's correct.
But also, it just smokes like butter. You know what I mean? It's creamy.
I love it. And here's the thing. You're talking about a Monte Cristo. Like
I know. You know what? I'm going to tell you right now.
Wow.
It was in my top 25.
Yeah, it was.
And then... Finally, it was just, you know what, this is not a fancy cigar, but it was the 858 Maduro from Fuente.
For real?
Dude, those are just rock solid cigars.
Hmm.
Like, have you smoked one in a while?
Not in a while.
Well, next time you come over, I got one for you.
Okay.
Dude, those, like, it's a classic.
It is.
Now, I don't remember smoking the natural in forever, so I'm gonna give that a go.
I don't even think I smoked a natural.
Really?
Yeah, I can't remember smoking a natural in that. Now you got me thinking. Whew.
And I mean, dude, they're
what that tastes like,
and they're like $9.95.
Yeah, they are. Yes,
great
they are.
Price on a really good classic cigar.
That's a good pick six, man.
A little all over the place,
yeah.
Kind of like me.
We know that.
So, you know what? We're going to take a quick break. And for those of you who are not playing the McAuliffe Minute, or you don't want to hear my joke of the week, or my prediction of who's going to die next year,
here we go.
You should just end the show now. When we go on break, just pretend the show's over.
Yeah, I'm joking, but I'm really not. But I remember you saying that the Queen wasn't going to make it this year, last year.
I think that was on the list.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, and it got quiet because, like, come on now. And then, lo and behold, your prophecy came through.
I'm responsible. She died. What do you think about that whole thing? Queens and kings and...
Truthfully, man, it's past time for that craziness, man. I really believe it. Yeah. What need do we have for kings and queens?
Well, you know why they exist.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's monarchy.
No, bloodline. No. Well, true, but that's not why they do it. That's not why they do it. Are you aware that all those shenanigans that they do brings in billions of dollars from tourism? That's why they do it.
We know that.
They're like one of the biggest economy boosters they have.
Especially for them small European countries that still have them. That's the only tourism that they have.
Right.
So I understand that.
And if you think about it, there's other countries that still do king and queen type stuff, but nobody knows who they are because nobody cares.
That's true.
They got the spotlight going on.
And they keep it on.
And they're going to keep it on them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Did you watch that whole thing about the one that they, like, either kicked out or he left with his woman and they moved here?
Yeah.
What's their name?
Megan and, Megan and, his name? Harry.
Oh, Harry. I thought it was Batmuth, but anyway.
Man, if you don't leave it, do it alone.
I'm not a fan of all that. Like, did you watch the interview with them?
Mm-mm.
I'm like, my wife was watching this, and I was like, who cares?
They living life like the rest of the world is now.
No, they're trying to make a buck.
But they living like, they got to live life like the rest of the world now.
No.
Because they don't have those millions anymore. They stepped away from it.
How much did they pay them to do those interviews?
That's what I'm saying. They got to find a way of living life now.
Right. But no one wants one to has a job. Me and you like
which,
that.
Which one of them has a job?
I don't know.
She used to be an actress. Notice used
And she wasn't that good.
Yeah. Well, who in Hollywood is that good now? I mean, everybody that's good is old.
Right. And even those guys are like fading away.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Al Pacino. Like, I loved Jack Nicholson.
I love Al Pacino.
No, I love Al Pacino. And then you got Robert De Niro. I mean, those dudes, honestly, out of those three, I think that Pacino still pulls off a great acting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think Robert De Niro does probably pretty good compared to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one, he sucks.
I got you.
I mean, because he's old.
But they all are. Yeah.
I'll tell you this. Do you realize that I sent out invites to every celebrity that I could find that smoked cigars? And the only one that responded. Now, the answer was no.
Mm-hmm. But
the only one out of all of them that responded was the agent to Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
And she replied back and said, we thank you for the offer, but Jack's not doing any appearances or interviews.
Hmm.
And I was like, hey, thank you for talking to me.
That's true.
Tell him I said hi. Hello. Tell him I've got him a really good cigar.
If he come on.
Right. So. But yeah. Movie stars aren't what they used to be.
No. Nowhere near.
I mean, when you think about like the status of the guys we just mentioned, and then you like put them next to the badasses today, like The Rock.
He's even different because action adventure, you know, actors back then were harder. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have a soft side. Charles Bronson. Or was a soft side to him? There wasn't one.
I didn't know he had one.
That's what I'm saying. Right. There wasn't one. But you get today, everything is more, I guess, it's like they say, everything is going pop. It's all about...
It's the bubblegum machine.
Everything is about it. Nobody is standing on a straight, just one this is who I am.
Well, and I think that if you want to get into finding those actors, you're not watching mainstream films.
You can't.
You know what I mean?
Because they're not putting those out.
I mean, how many, what are those movies called? The car movies?
Oh, Fast and Furious and all that other stuff. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Did you watch those?
No, I watched the first one, and that was enough for me.
I watched the first one, and that was enough for me. And then I saw a new one was coming out one time, and I think it was like 40, and they were jumping a car from one building to the other, and I was like...
Going from one plane to another one and all this other stuff. I'm like...
Now you've ruined it. You've ruined it.
Yeah. But you go back to, like, the Death Wishes, and what's his name?
Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry. That's what I was going to say. I mean, those were genres of action adventure that you was like, dude. And the next movie, even though he wasn't in that, he still had the same persona. He didn't go soft. You know what I'm saying? What's his name? Clint Eastwood didn't go soft until Torino.
No. He did Any Which Way But Loose.
No.
Any Which Way You Can. Like Any Which Way Up Your Butt. I mean, he did them all.
That motherfucker ain't nobody did no anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's a movie, but Clint wasn't in it. Fritz. Anyway, you know what? I'm going to pour me some of this black and dry quick, and then we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. And
we need to take a break because you just brought up him. I know Eastwood wasn't in no any which way you can take it up the butt.
No, I said he wasn't in it, but that was a movie. God. It was a spinoff.
Break.
Break. What was his name? Vinny Testaverde was in it. Anyway, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, guys, thanks for hanging through the break. We're going to jump right in. We're going to knock out the rest of this show for you guys. We don't want to keep you hanging all day, all night. So, let's talk about our sponsors. We got McAuliffe. We got Tabanero. And we got Case Elegance. And so, we want to say thank you to all of you guys that have supported Cigar Talk for 22.
Yes, sir.
It's been a blessing.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, we're fans of the products.
Most definitely.
So, it's not like we're talking out of our ass. You know what I mean? When I like something, I'm going to tell you about it. If I don't like something, I'm probably still going to tell you about it.
It's all on you.
So... You know, that's just the way it rolls.
Here.
Right?
Yes, sir.
And so, anyway, let's talk about Tabanero. I was actually just talking to Yonko a few days after Christmas, and I said, are you back in Florida or are you still in Nicaragua? He said, I'm in Nicaragua. And I was like, dude, do you love it down there? And he said, if you love cigars, you'll love Nicaragua. And I was like, all right, I got to go.
It's a long drive, bro.
I don't think you can get there by driving.
It's all connected.
I don't think it's all connected. I think there's like a river that divides one, and they're like...
So you don't think they put a bridge across it?
I think it's a no-fly zone type
thing. Yeah, it's probably a no-fly zone. I said I'm driving.
Well, you know what I mean. No movement between these two countries.
No, I think it is. Only place... I'm shedding up.
Well, I mean, what do you know?
The only place there's a no movement between these two countries is Mexico and the United States.
That's not true.
Well, that's what they put out
there. Russia and Ukraine can't be going back and forth from that.
Well,
border,
there are people that are doing it.
But they're getting shot. I don't want to do that.
Lead them out of this, man.
All right. We'll get away from the Ukraine.
Yes.
A
statistician is looking up.
Oh, yeah. Good thing we don't pay him.
I get no money.
You heard, you get what you pay for. So anyway, yeah, if you haven't tried Tabanero, I highly recommend
them. Under that rock,
check them out, man. They're down the
show notes.
And I mean, dude, they have a wide range of cigars that we've never even smoked.
Yes.
But everything that I've smoked, I really like. And next time you come over, I have a Connecticut Churchill.
You said you tried it. Yeah.
I have one that I want you to smoke.
Okay. Okay.
It's very good.
Okay.
Like, I normally don't smoke Churchills, but after smoking these, I'm like, am I missing out here? You know what I mean? Is there?
You've learned in the last 4 years that we've been on this show that there's a lot of things that you missed out on. because as we know, you are headstrong into one thing and one thing only. And then once you find out that there may be a twerk that you like, you'll come over to for a second. But that's another thing I've noticed in the last 4 years. Your palate has grown.
Oh, absolutely.
Immensely in the last 4 years. Because in the beginning, everybody knew you as the strongest and the boldest. And now Rob is in Connecticut and I mean, everything except for Candelaria's.
Right.
You still stay away from them.
I try.
It's a growth pattern, man. As we've always said, it's a journey. It's a ride.
It is a journey. And so never rule out.
Yes. Never rule out. Never rule out. Never rule out.
Because you cut yourself short.
You do.
I mean,
if you want to stick with one, okay, yeah, but don't just say, well, this is it. There are others out there. And Tabernero has been one of them that I'm just like, oh, my gosh, man.
I mean, other than Batmuth, I'll try just about anything.
My God. I'm trying.
And so, hey, you know what? I wanted to do a special shout out, but I'm going to let you tell. Did you find something, Larry?
You can drive, but you have to go through Mexico.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can drive, but you got to go through Mexico.
Well, how else would you get there?
That's what I was trying to say.
You can drive off the pier in Florida, turn on the rocket boost.
Ow! Keep them on.
You have to drive.
What?
It's a long drive.
But you can get there.
Here's Mexico.
Does NBC know about your skills?
I'm waiting for the call, man.
We gotta drive, and you gotta go through Mexico.
But you gotta drive.
All right, yeah. So anyway, I wanted to play a special song to one of our producers, and so here it is.
People say I'm no good, crazy ass balloon, 'cause I get stoned in the morning, I get drunk in the afternoon.
Country boy alone. So that was to Jax. Because we're on the Zoom meeting the other night. He told me, you need to cut that long hair.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
I was like, who let you see my ball sack?
God, we lost him again.
You know what I mean?
That's another one star.
Grow up.
Oh,
and
my
I also
God.
Gotta give another shout out to the one and only Jaxie. Guns up, baby.
Guns up, baby.
Guns up. Beat the shit out of that Mississippi ass. You know what I'm saying? That Mississippi ass. Woo!
I knew when I saw that, I was like, boy, he is not going to let this go.
You know, I love Jaxie.
However.
But you know what? Ever since that Tech whooped that ass, instead of Jax Rocks, it's Jaxie.
They know you. They know you.
I.E. Yeah.
Wow. Jaxie.
And you know what Jaxie told me?
What?
He and his wife are going to make a cannonball run from Mississippi to Abilene to hang out with us.
Ain't
Monday.
Nothing. This Monday?
No. I said one day.
Oh, I thought you said Monday. I was going to say, damn.
Surprise!
We're here.
So, anyway.
That's cool, man.
Love it if Jaxie would come
most
on over.
Most definitely. I need for you to stop trying to steal my lighter, man.
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to tell you this right now.
What?
However long we've been on this show, this cigar I have relit like 8 times. I don't know what the problem is.
Uh-oh.
It's been good.
But it just won't stay lit. Got you, bro.
And just so you know, if I end up with 3 of those, I'll know one of them's yours.
You're not going to end up with 3. I'm putting it in my pocket
now.
Doesn't
mean you'll get it back.
That's what I'm saying. I'm putting it in my pocket now. But what about Case Elegance, man?
So here's the thing about Case Elegance. Lights out. They know how to do it. Mm. In fact, when I was out of town this last weekend, I got ready to go home, and someone had laid this shitty humidor on the bed. And I was like, why is that in here? I mean, it was like a humidor that probably holds like, you know, 50.
Mm-hmm.
And when I turned it over, it had quality imports. And I was like, first I was like, done. I ain't taking that piece of shit home.
Nope, done.
But then I was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm taking that home. I'm cutting that son of a bitch in half. Right? I want to see.
Yeah, no humidor.
I would love to cut
you?
Every humidor in half so
just
I
to
can
see.
See. Because right now, it's Case Elegance 100 and everybody else 0.
Yep.
And so I want to see just how good they are above the rest.
You'll find out.
I know. So yeah. I'm excited. I already put the humidor in the shed. We're going to cut it open next week.
Wow. Wow.
I want to see what it looks like. And the thing is, on the last time, I didn't know that brand.
Yeah, okay.
I know Quality Export.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that ruined Zycar. So I
know how you
imagine.
Feel about that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
So, for you guys that maybe got some Christmas money, want to treat yourself.
Got some what money?
Christmas money. Want to treat yourself. Buy yourself a travel humidor. Buy yourself a humidor from them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to take care of you. You know,
watch case. Everything except for the man bag because it's gone now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gone. You know. I hate I missed out on that.
You did?
Yeah, I hate
I can't
I
believe
out.
You did.
No, I gave 9 million hints to a person.
To who?
To a person.
Who's the person?
That listens.
Oh. Well, you know, you know that ain't me.
And she never gave me one.
I didn't see. I didn't even know that was going on.
Mm-hmm. That's why I kept bringing it up.
I thought you were just like, you mm-mm, know, not no. really wanting one.
No, that's why I kept bringing it up.
You know, whenever they had that crazy sale, I bought 2.
And I made sure that was on the show. And then I even talked about it when I got home. I was like, yeah, you know, they got this sale going on.
You know, for Christmas, I gifted one to Jay mm-hmm. and I gifted one to Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Those two guys. Jay goes to Fort Worth a lot for his mm-hmm. family business. And
Jay,
Ed,
forever in Baltimore.
Well, Ed travels all over.
Forever in Baltimore, though. East Coast is him.
Yeah. But, I mean, him and his wife go to Vegas. Yep. They go to Dallas. They go to San Antonio. Mm-hmm. They travel.
Mm-hmm. Poor
think guy.
About me?
Who, me?
Huh?
Yeah,
what?
I didn't have $300. Huh? I only had $200. You know me. I'm broke.
Bruh. Pound on that.
Boom.
Pound on that.
So, all right. Hey, it's time for the McAuliffe Minute. We're going to finish up the show
yes,
with
sir.
The McAuliffe Minute. Yeah. Look down the show notes for Case Elegance. If you use the code CTSMOKE, you'll get 10% off, and that will also be in the show notes.
Show notes.
Oh, yeah. That's a little good song right there. A little Charlie Daniels band. Long-haired country boy.
Lord help.
Where are we at? Oh, and let's not forget the... I say joke of the day. It's really conversation of the week.
Conversation of the week. Okay.
But this week's McAuliffe Minute is, and this is the way we're going to do it, guys. This one's not going to be multiple choice. We're going to ask how, and just so you know, the Leaf just did their yearly inventory.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, how many cigars did the Leaf have when they finished their inventory, which was December the 27th?
Yeah.
Which was my mother-in-law's birthday, my dad's birthday.
Mm.
And so anyway, how many cigars did they have? You want to take a guess? And the thing is, you guess, and it's the closest without going over.
Yeah, I already.
If you already know, you can't
No,
go.
I don't know. I submitted a guess in the, what's the name it? And that guess was 11,585.
Okay. So, I'm not going to guess because I already know the answer.
Good.
So, all you guys,
I don't know the answer.
They did inventory. They counted every stick. And at the end of all the inventory, you guess how many cigars the Leaf has the closest without going
over.
Mm-hmm.
Price is Right rules.
Price is Right always.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's the McAuliffe question of the week.
Gotcha.
And then the conversation of the week. Was, did you see, I don't think you saw that picture in Discord that Tim posted, but Tim posted a picture. Look at me. So there's like this big crafted, like, what do you call that? Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah.
Lubuckian.
Lubuckian. But anyway, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, you know, it has little short arms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this dude was like 28, and he had little arms like that. And he had a friend take a picture of him, and, you know, he was making fun of himself.
Okay.
And but he didn't have little hands. He just had zero hands. Like, it was gone at the wrist.
Y'all are so wrong.
No. I'm just telling you facts. And so this dude lost his hands, and I said he lost them in the war. I don't know if that's true. And Tim said the guy was worried about if a woman would want to be with a guy with no hands. And I said, well, was he fisting her? Because if I had to get fisted, I mean, if I had to, that's the guy I want.
You are so wrong.
No knuckles to be reaming.
How did we get into this from a joke?
And you know, he's got to take his claws off before.
Oh, my God.
You don't want those hideous things on there.
Oh, my God, man.
Anyway, what did I say there? Then I said, I mean, he has to take those hideous claws off, of course. I wonder how he rubs one out. Oh, I mean, geez. I figure rubbing one out is the only thing he can do. But does he do one hand or two hands? Or wrists. And then I said, you know what? If I didn't have hands, I'd just have somebody deliver me a watermelon that had a hole cut in one end of it each week.
Oh, my God.
Maybe some lube.
Oh, my gosh,
that
man.
Was our twisted conversation.
That is twisted. That is sick and twisted.
You ever heard of the, what do you call that, watermelon moonshine?
Yeah.
That's what I was making.
No. No.
Howl at the moon.
Sorry.
All right, guys.
Sorry.
That's going to wrap up this week's show. And so I hope you enjoyed it. And we would love to hear some ideas on who you would like to see us interview for the show. And if you have some cigar sticks that you would like us to smoke on the show, send them to us.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell us about them. Send them. Until next time.
Keep smoking.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet.